This is WLRN News. I'm Sammy Mack. Florida's $67 billion tourism industry relies on its workforce to provide sunny hospitality. But the hospitality industry has long struggled with disproportionate rates of mental illness and alcohol and drug abuse. Cameron Camacho is general manager at the restaurant Kush in Wynwood. And this June, she says, was particularly hard.
Anthony Bourdain died, and our industry was just shook to the core.
The beloved chef publicly chronicled his experiences with substance abuse and mental illness. His suicide was a catalyst for Camacho and her colleagues. They want to destigmatize mental health issues. So Wednesday evening, Kush is hosting Humanity and Hospitality. Industry veterans and a licensed counselor will lead a conversation about mental health, and they'll have resources for people who are struggling. Camacho says South Florida puts unique pressure on people in her field.
We are very much a tourism city. Outsiders come in and want this, have these expectations of what this life is like. So they're thinking wild parties, massive amounts of cocaine, and if you have to present a party life to make a living, what else can you do?
She says one way to honor Anthony Bourdain is to start the difficult conversation about not being okay.
He wasn't afraid to say anything, and we have to keep that spirit alive and make sure that we are keeping a community of people that aren't afraid to say, I need help.
Kush Hospitality has more details about the Mental Health Forum on its Eventbrite page. For Health News Florida, I'm Sammy Mack in Miami.